This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The U.S. House passed three cryptocurrency bills Thursday. One has already been passed by the Senate. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Genius Act establishes a framework for stablecoins, essentially pegging their value to the dollar. It's the first crypto bill to ever clear Congress. Democratic Representative Brittany Pederson is on the Financial Services Committee. She voted for the bill and says when it comes to digital assets, it's the Wild West.
Making sure that consumers are protected, that businesses can thrive here and they're not moving abroad, and that we're actually paving the way for more innovation and opportunity here in the United States is important.
And Pederson said it's important to get these policies right and to keep political figures from improperly profiting from the rules they set, which is why she didn't vote for the other two bills, which now head to the Senate. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Christian bookstore is challenging a Colorado anti-discrimination law. CPR's Haley May.
The federal suit is the latest by conservative law group Alliance Defending Freedom. This time, the group's representing born-again used books in Colorado Springs as it sues the state over the Kelly Loving Act, which was signed into law in May. The bill, named after a transgender woman killed in the Club Q shooting, made intentionally misgendering a trans person a violation of the state's Anti-Discrimination Act. The bookstore says the law violates the First Amendment by compelling workers to use pronouns based on a person's preferred gender expression, which they say is against their religious beliefs. ADF has represented a Christian summer camp, a cake shop, and a graphic designer in Colorado for similar lawsuits and won them all. Haley May, CPR News.
A wildfire last week near Chatfield State Park is thought to have been ignited by sparks from a passing train. That's from an investigation by South Metro Fire Rescue. The fire burned some 130 acres and evacuated the town of Louviers. Colorado's U.S. senators vote no as the Senate approves removing funding for public radio and television, about $1 billion gone for NPR, PBS, and member stations like this one. The story is at CPR.org. This is CPR News.